It's a trap, you walk right into the hate. All over a new king, that's face is just replaced. It's all the same, used to be ruled by force. And no matter who it is, he'll still carry on the torch. Just a lie, cheat, steal, half of what you make. Taxation is theft, it's time to vacate the state. Newsflash, all your cash is an IOU from killers who really do steal from you. Inflation is a weapon used by every nation who says that they're saving the world through lies. And they disguise and pass off as bravery. Well, I got news, debt is slavery. It don't matter who's madder, a new master don't matter. When they both want the same, the state don't play no games. They got you trying to survive and put you on sides and ready to kill each other. That's conquer and divide. It's all for show, all for hyper control.
That's a fucking probably ought to go somewhere and buy some survival shit, because Cascadia is about to blow, boy.
And we're back with another episode of Buns at the Tubs. We're here with you on this beautiful Tuesday night. While it's raining out, it's kind of cold, but we're okay because we're in the studio doing a live show for you. Not live, but a show. We're live on Instagram, though, just FYI.
Hey. Hello.
We got a very special guest here in the studio with us tonight.
Guest speaker, youth teacher, musician, all-around Caucasian badass, Johan Blagojevich.
Molder of the impressionable minds of youth in America.
Yes.
Insert clapping.
But no, so we have
cheeks.
Yeah, bust him.
We have him here tonight, and he's going to talk to us, and we're going to talk about, you know, current events, and then we have a topic, you know, we normally talk about, get you guys interested in, and should be a really good show.
Yeah, I'm very apolitical, so I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here.
Yeah.
Really, I have no views on anything.
Hey, guys, I'm just a lukewarm bucket of water here.
I just regurgitate information that's given to me, so that's pretty much
I'm here to party, you know?
That's right. You know what? Pants off, man, that's it.
Yeah, as long as your socks stay on, it's fine.
No, they're coming off, too.
Uh-oh.
Barefoot in that
shit.
Porky pigging it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know two of you will be ass to ass porky pigging.
What was that? Requiem for a Dream.
What was ass to ass?
That movie's so fucked up, man.
Oh dear God! Oh God. Man, it ruined my life for like a year.
Yeah. Have you ever seen it before?
Yeah, you saw. Oh, okay. I think we were in vicinity, and we shared the experience
of watching Requiem for a Dream. Why have we never talked about that before?
There were drugs.
Oh, was there?
It was a while ago.
I've got like the. Okay.
Well, there's drugs in that movie, so it kind of makes sense that there would be drugs.
Was it like he was kind of fantasizing about taking that cop's gun and
like,
tossing it around and shit and playing fucking pickle with it with his friend?
To be honest, though, I used to get so high that we would watch, what the fuck movie was that?
Equilibrium
with the dude from American Psycho. We'd get to the same spot,
yeah,
and I'd be like, hold on, stop. Is this a fucking cartoon? Or is this real? And he's like, shut the fuck up. It's a live action. God damn it. I was over there like.
My go-to is always Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh my God.
Now it's a good movie. Now I feel like it's too ironic and I feel like a fucking hipster.
It's not a bad thing.
I can't watch it anymore like that.
Yeah. New age hipsters.
Not that I would do that because I'm a professional now.
So. Yeah, we're all professionals. That's, we're just talking about the time before we became, you know, lifelong taxpayers.
That's right. You know, I mean, that's just it. Contributing to the delinquency.
I tried to fake that one. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carefree use and whatnot.
I don't know how long you got. Well, you know what? I'm into your guys' back catalog. I kind of know how long you ramble. So
yeah, it's roughly an hour and 15.
Listen.
Well, I mean, yeah, before you get into the other rambling, I mean, the pre-ramble.
If you guys are new to the Buns and Tubs podcast, we're going to talk shit for probably 35 fucking minutes before we get to the topic. So if you want to scoot ahead, go ahead.
You know, we're not on a schedule or anything, you know?
No.
I was definitely going to give, I knew you guys do your shout outs, but before you do your shout outs, I was going to shout you guys out.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm the molder of impressionable minds of perpetrating pupils. And prior to this, I was an employee at the factory of Sagness.
Sagness, too.
Yeah, dude, it's
a lot of sagging going on there. Sagness, the guy.
Oh my God! I'm
now you'll know what the word "fagin" is when you hear it backwards.
it's just too easy
to reverse it.
Yeah, I always heard the word "pussy" backwards was.
That's funny as fuck.
But yeah, of course, you know, I missed the shit out of you guys. You know, I've got a heart on for you.
Yeah,
fucking love you guys. You know,
stiff heart.
definitely got into your back catalog, and I'll be honest, like I've subscribed to YouTube channel and hit that like button, motherfuckers,
and the bell. We're not sure what it does, but we want you to hit it anyway.
Ring that bell, motherfuckers. Yeah. Yeah. But I definitely, you know, jam out to you guys to and from work, and I'll be sitting in the car pretending, you know, having fantasies about sitting here in this very room right now, and I'm getting moist while I'm while I'm in the room, but
incredible moisture.
And I got to thinking about something the other day. I'll relate this in a second, but thinking about, you know, how much I agree with you guys and how I've been indoctrinated into the you know, the church of Bones and Tubs.
Man, and that's what we need. Tax pretty fucking.
Oh my god. No shit, right? Get that benefit.
You pass know. Around the collection plate over at patreon.com/ Bones and Tubs.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, I set them up. You knock them down, man. Go ahead.
God damn. So,
can't say that to church. What the fuck, man? But
you
guys are preaching the Lord's work. You know what I mean? So, it's, but it's just like any other church. Every once in a while, I'll go, well, allow me to retort.
Exactly. You know,
thinking about that shit.
And we definitely miss you, too. The factory sucks a fat black dick. So.
Oh, man. You know, those are the...
And I don't mean black like race. I mean, like it's a corpse's cock. Yeah. Because we're no racist here.
A,
you
necro, a necrophilic dick. Yeah. Yes. That's awful.
That necro hitter, if that's you will.
It. Yeah, that's no shit.
It's terrible.
Yes.
Oh, my God. But yeah, definitely life has taken me in a different direction from the factory.
A new direction?
Oh, new direction. Yeah. 1D? No, 1D?
Yeah.
How many D's?
Naked with a heart on. New there's, direction.
There's two D's next to me.
Sheesh.
There we go.
With our powers combined.
I'm going to see how many pop culture references I can squeeze in. I was going to say, how do I reach these kids?
Do you feel fulfilled doing what you're doing now? Getting out? I mean, anything's better than what you used to do.
Oh, dear God. I love it, man. There's, okay, you know, anytime I had hours on the books, man, I would, you know, burn those up. Now it's not, now I don't call in.
Oh, man.
I find excuses to be there, you know, stay late and come in early and... Kind of like my sex life, you know. Just
I get it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna do a double today. You know? It just feels like the right thing to do.
It really does. Yeah,
that's good.
Heard you
good.
Put some dude on his head too. That's cool.
Yeah, that's how I reach these kids.
A lot of these teachers,
size 11.
A lot of these teachers out there across America that don't suffer from low T have dreamed about doing that. You know.
Oh, good God. Just yank one up by the ears.
And hey, come here. You're small. Yeah. You're going to learn today.
You're portable.
Yeah. With your bitch ass.
God.
We got some housekeeping to do.
We do. We turned down another sponsorship, and I was telling him before we started recording. I can't remember if it was LinkedIn or if it was in our Gmail, but it was funny because they wanted to give us like 80% off. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Some ridiculous amount off of their product. It was like sports supplements, protein, fucking pre-workouts and all that. Then they were going to give us a headhunter fee to hawk their shit to you guys for $70 and $90 a bottle. Like, suck my asshole.
Yeah.
So, we're not going to treat we're not going to treat you like prostitutes. So, we just thought we'd let you know they're trying. They're trying to get us to pimp you out, and we won't do it.
We don't want to do it.
If you want some free advice for health and wellness, I would say take 10,000 IUs of vitamin D3 a day. Because it's fucking wintertime.
Yes.
And the sun is disappert.
That's right.
Stay hydrated, work out, and burn down the state.
SAD's a real thing.
You know, perhaps.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely a real thing.
You know, did anybody else catch that? Burn down the state. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm just waiting, you know. Shout out Boogaloo. You know, pig hunting now and pig hunting in a couple months is going to be different. So.
Is it electric? Boogaloo?
Yeah.
Electric avenue?
I'm sure there's a... There's some tasers and some car batteries that are destined for greater use here in a few months.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Wet sponges.
So, now that we threw that, I'm not even going to say their name, but fuck that company. You can head over if you want to be our patrons, knowing that we're not going to prostitute you out. Just head over to patreon.com/bonesandtubs. Hit it up. We might have to change it to the church, though. I like that.
Yeah.
You're preaching the gospel, man. I swear to God. It's great.
Insert the gif of the black lady, like...
Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess you were going Southern Baptist. I was going Gregorian monk.
There you
I'm trying to go deep south. Two F's, you know.
South.
Yeah. And if you don't want to do the monthly, we've got the one night stand hitter, Venmo, Cash App, $BonesandTubs, and PayPal.
Yeah.
Also, Blood of the Brave, the guy that just did our music for the intro and the outro, he's got a new album out.
Yeah.
Sovereign Soldier. Yeah. Spelled like your immortal soul. Another
soul,
church reference.
Soldier.
Soul. Is it now like soldier? Like, sold. It's soldier, but
soldier. Ja.
So
soldier.
Soldier.
S-O-U-L-J-E-R?
J-A.
J-A-R.
Soldier. No R.
Soldier.
No R.
Soldier.
Soldier. Oh, no, you can't put an R on the end of it.
No. That's our word. We call those Hard R Wednesdays. check it out, though. Please. Sovereign Soldier. You can find it at bloodthebrave.com, Blood of the Brave on Bandcamp. Let him know we sent you.
You know what he did at Bandcamp?
Follow him up on YouTube. Check out the song Fuck the Blue Line.
That's a
great one. Woo. What were you saying, though?
Sorry. Oh, nothing.
And we're back.
No. It's okay. I mean, I'm not going to cross that line.
Sometimes I get on these rolls and I have to go autistically, otherwise I'll shit my pants, you know?
Stop calling you butter. Put you on a roll.
Butter. How do you feel about the Blue Line? I don't think we've talked.
Oh, God.
Cult shit, or?
I don't know. I think it's a fucking line, just like any other line. You know what I mean? Are you going to tow it? You're gonna tow that line? Because it sounds like they're willing to tow that line.
I talked to one of our mutual soul friends, you know, mm-hmm. the Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, yes. Oh, he's... I just want to nuzzle him.
Oh, yeah. He's a precious...
He's a fucking good hugger.
He molded us, too.
He really did.
Both of us, the same way.
Hey, man, that's why God made cliffs. That's all I'm going to say. You know what? During a dark time in my life, he was like, you know what? Fucking do something about it.
Do it, bitch. You're not going to fuck up my good day.
And I didn't. And he was my car wife for four years.
Oh,
wet, blessed matrimony.
You need to get on making your own podcast, for sure.
Oh, my God.
Because I talked to him about it. He's like, yeah, we talked about doing it. I'm like, well, fucking do it, man.
Dude, he's 5 minutes away from me, but that's, you know, so a lifetime. It might as well be a lifetime.
It's like Bones and Tubbs in Blanchester.
Oh my God, dude, we could be a satellite branch, like you know what I mean? Yeah. Like a local New Testament church.
French, no, I got it. Franchise.
If we were all,
franchise, Pensacola.
Yeah.
Funny as fuck. Oh man, we were talking though, and he's the one that kind of, I don't know, cemented the whole Blue Line idea in my head, where I was telling him, like, oh, I don't go out, I don't drink and drive anymore. You know, I've had two issues with that, and I won't do it again.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, I don't care. I was like, what do you mean? What are you going to do? He's like, I'm not going to jail. Just calm as fuck. God, you're a savage.
Oh, dude, he's a fucking beast.
Kung Fu Panda, for sure.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, I'll tell you what, everybody talks shit. Oh, man, I've heard the word, you know, or, you know, the phrase tossed around. Oh, he's full of shit. He embellishes. No, I'm here to tell you. Like, the way he's like, I'll tell my wife this. No, you don't. Fuck if you don't. Straight up. He's just what he said. What you see is what you get. You know, he says what he means, and he means what the fuck he says.
Get in the goddamn dog cage.
Oh,
you know?
Thinking about...
We need to have a five-way.
Oh, my God.
We get a 360 cam, put it in the middle of the table, and just go ham for 2 hours.
I want to be the beans. Can I be the beans in that five-way?
You already know.
Oh, my God.
As long as it's keto.
Low-carb beans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toe beans. Oh, toe beans is our... Fuck, shit. I can't be the beans. Toe beans is the beans.
Man.
Are the beans. No, because toe beans is...
Them's kitty beans, though.
But no, I was thinking about lines, something that kind of resonated with me one time. You said, like, hey, fuck a bunch of borders, basically. Yeah. Boundaries. Yeah. You know, I was walking my dog out in the, you know, 300 acres behind my house, and I was just like, I am trespassing right now, and I could very well be shot for throwing a ball with my Australian Shepherd. And I was like, you know what? Fuck a bunch of that.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it's that whole – and that's what I try to get at, too. That sounds weird. There we go. Okay. The thing, like, yeah, I talked about it before, with the whole with borders and everything like that, it basically boils down to is they're imaginary lines. And when you think about it, if you go down to like natural law and stuff like that, you have a right to travel, and you have a right to travel where you will. Now, because that's the thing, as long as you're not invading anybody else's consent by traveling and walking across a field or doing whatever, you're not hurting anybody by doing that. You know what I mean?
Well, like the old property lines were trees and fucking rocks. Like, I'm pretty sure it meant like pass, but don't set up shop here.
Yeah. Right.
Don't build a fucking house here, Daryl, you cunt.
Yeah.
Daryl, is Daryl married to Karen?
You already know.
Yep, fuck yeah.
I don't know what the early pioneer age of manager was, but she was trying to talk to him.
11. Yeah. Pretty sure.
Luckily, she died of dysentery in the Oregon Trail. Fucking cunt.
The English teacher's going to come out, but like Henry David Thoreau literally wrote dissertations on walking and civil disobedience. So fuck your boundaries.
Oh, well, man. You're talking. Yeah, he was the author of Walden,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's Walden Pond, Life in the Woods.
Yeah, I've read Walden. I love, some good stuff right there. Yeah,
he's basically like, I bought this farm in my head, therefore it's mine. fuck you, Daryl.
Yeah, Daryl is a cunt. Well,
and I think
cock-smooching thunder cunt, bitch. Yeah. That's what
it's like, I've tried to explain this to people who are about, like, borders and walls and things like that, and try to explain to them, like, what if instead of, like, we setting this up, why don't we make the notion of, like, what we established with the United States and the freedoms we have and stuff like that as being more of a, less of a country, more of an idea. Stop making it think that it's a place, but a state of mind.
Man, I like that because you think about culture. We talked about that being the root word of cult, or cult being the root word of, I should say.
Yeah.
And country. I mean, cunt. Like, yeah. Sorry, anyway, continue.
But yeah, it just like it being a state of mind, not an actual place. You know what I mean? The notion that like, hey, I have a right to say what I want. I have a right to protect myself. I have a right to my personal property. You know what I mean? You, if you fuck with that, you are fucking with me, and you're gonna, I'm gonna reciprocate. Otherwise, go about your business.
Right.
You know?
There was a short. It was a letter from Chief Seattle or something, and it was titled, "How can you buy or sell the earth?" And I thought that was really. I almost brought it just because it just like I said. I was thinking about it today because I was out. Breaking the law, essentially.
Yeah. Just doing what humans do.
Yeah, really. Henry David Thoreau and Chief Seattle, they're like, well, fuck you both, right?
Yeah. Suck this fucking dick.
Right, this transcendental dick.
Bitch. This free domain dick.
Transgender dental hygienist dick.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where else to go with that. There's so many pronouns. I just went through, like, you've seen the cat video, like memes where they go through a Vietnam flashback.
What is it?
The cat memes where it's like a cat. Rah, 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 and it goes through a Vietnam and you flashback.
See like, yeah, you see like Huey's and fucking.
I just went through that all in a split second.
Yeah, it was Huey's just, and Vietnamese children on fire. It was shit
various
like that.
Pronouns. Like, him, her, Z, you know?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Napalm sticks to kids, but fuck your pronoun.
Right. So before we get too far away from the fucking borders and the wall conversation, I had a fucking news story if you want to hear it. We talked about it already.
Yeah. Let's get on with it.
Just to shit all over the people that probably jack off on the blue line. By the way, the blue line was created because 40% of the police officers beat their wives black and blue. So anyway.
Got him.
Yeah.
Hashtag relevant.
Uncomfortable. Yep. Not for anyone in this room, though.
Oh, no. Certainly not.
So, yeah. But, you know, people that have the thin blue line, the stand with Israel, all that shit. This is directed at you. Washington Post. Trump says he might veto legislation that aims to protect human rights in Hong Kong.
Ooh.
Only because of a trade deal for that fucking Winnie the Pooh faggot.
Okay. Yes. And this is exactly where, like...
Fucking bundle of sticks.
Yes.
Here's the thing, like, you know, I'm all about the free market, right?
Yeah.
And trying to make business work as well as I can. But here's the thing. I also have principles and ethics, right? And what they're doing in Hong Kong goes against what I believe in. So fuck your deal.
Yeah.
Fuck the money that's to be made. These motherfuckers are suffering, and they're being ruled by a bunch of totalitarian dicks.
I've got another side, though, that I didn't think about till today because I'm slightly retarded. Fuck the government making a bill to go over there and support them to use stolen money to fucking start another war. I get that.
Well, no, here's the thing.
But this is a war of words.
Listen, yeah, okay, and that's the thing. This whole resolution that they passed, it's literally, it doesn't do anything.
It's just a stance.
It's a stance. It's they're saying, we support Hong Kong.
But I talked to a few people in the DMs, and they're like, oh, we're supporting legislation now. And I was like, whoa, slow down there, chief.
Yeah.
Slow down there, chieftain, you know?
Yeah.
With your chief's
hat. You
know,
when it comes to, when it comes to our supposed legislators and politicians, if they want to make a stand and say we're against something,
yeah,
like, we're not going to actively do anything about it, but we're in a point of position when it comes to... like, our opinions as a nation that when we fucking say we're against something, it makes things happen.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether...
We got that big dick energy because we'll kill you with a drone, you know? Not us. But not us.
And plus, and I think it goes within the spirit of what we're supposed to be because, like, these people, they want to be a free people. They want to be their own nation, right?
They just want human rights with slanted eyes. That's all
and
they want.
They're being ruled by an outside power is fucking dick hungry for their resources and the things that they have.
Yeah, I want to know what the rare earth elements are in Hong Kong because I think that's the only reason why it hit Congress in the first place.
It's the well, you know what? You want to know what it is?
Refium.
Jesus.
There's so much editing.
Oh my god, that's
and we're 15 minutes in.
That's incredible. Can you do like can you just replace that with the robot version of Lithium? Like,
are we gonna start taking down times to start editing shit out?
Lithium. Or no, I literally listen from beginning to end, and I'm like, god damn it. There's so much sweat and suffering that goes into these episodes.
You know? So I can drop some heinous shit, and then you just
you can drop anything you want.
Well, just
oh, we're live.
Well,
yeah, we are.
We got an hour. Yeah, we sorry. Got an hour until that thing shuts off.
Okay.
But it,
oh my god,
the thing is, like, what's going on over there? It rings with what happened to us to an extent. You know what I mean? So, like, fuck him saying, "Well, it'll fuck up some fuck China." You know what I mean? They're gonna make listen.
Fuck
China,
Winnie the Pooh.
China doesn't give a fuck about a resolution, anyways. Yeah. Well, no, not the actual Winnie the Pooh.
No, the Chinese one,
the cocksucker that looks like Winnie the Pooh. But
I'm the English teacher, and you forgives me everything for that.
That's no, I don't. I'm going to hold you accountable for every fucking pen, like, missing piece. Dude, I'm going to make it rain red here in a minute.
I guarantee. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, I found a sweet spot. I got to stare right here.
Sorry. Fuck him and fuck his country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're going to build. Listen, it doesn't matter what we say. They're going to do business with us anyways because we're the number one economy in the world. Okay? And they're the number one exporter in the world.
Hey, boo.
So it only makes sense. They'll do business regardless of what we say.
They have to. We have a symbiotic relationship. If we don't buy their cheap shit, then we, you know, they fall. If they don't sell us their cheap shit, they fall and we fall. Suck a dick.
They go back to the old days.
Yeah.
You don't want the old days.
No.
All right, so I just got, sorry, I was unprofessional. Oh, no. I literally just got a message.
How many times have you heard the Godzilla scream or mine like?
Well, actually, you know, shout out to the show. I'm going to have to send a link because they're like, hey, my better half, my significant other wanted to listen to this.
Come on.
So I'm going to try to get her to drink the Kool-Aid. Babe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's drink it in.
God, it's tasty.
It's real sweet.
Speaking of which, did you see that one I sent you, the grape Kool-Aid man?
Fuck yeah, I did.
That dude is fucking fire.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, yeah! It's a big, fat black dude that paints himself. He did Patrick Starr.
Yeah.
And he just fucking, he's like waterboarding SpongeBob in the basement. He's got me smoking! He's got me drinking!
You don't want none of this shit!
No, he did Papa Smurf, and then he did the grape Kool-Aid.
Like, well, and he dressed like a Homer Simpson, too.
Oh, yeah. March! She leaves him, right?
Oh, dear God.
She's like, I left you some pictures to remember us by. It had Bart. He's like, Bart! Maggie! What's the baby?
Lisa.
No, Maggie. Oh, Maggie's the baby. Okay. Lisa's the...
Lisa! And then it just had a fucking... Like,
he's like, I'm going to start eating healthy. And he like lifts up his gut and pulls out a stalk of celery and starts eating.
It's fucking wreck. Oh, shout out God. TikTok.
Yeah.
We're on TikTok too. Not together, but separately.
Yeah.
Are you on Tik and he's on Talk?
Sometimes I'm on Tik and sometimes he's on Tik, you know.
I thought about making
you on that Tik?
I thought about making some TikToks, but I'm too shy. You know?
Should. Man, you're just...
But well, there's that one trend lately where they've been using that song. I think it's called "Falling," and they like play a sad scene in a movie or something like that. Like, I've seen the scene from the third episode of The Mandalorian a few times. Like, I don't know if you've watched it. Or...
No, it's on Disney Plus, evidently. And I'm, you know, not against, you know, putting people in ashtrays, so I refuse to watch it.
Wow, I'm happy.
We both have it though. We're pieces of shit.
We're fucking shills, don't we?
But, everywhere you look, there's anti-Semites.
Yeah. And 33rd degrees just everywhere.
Yeah. But yeah, so I thought about it, but I don't know. What else we got going on? I know there's another news story.
There's two more.
Yeah.
One was in the uncomfortable intro that we did, and that's the last one. But the next one's that Whiskey Warrior.
Oh, yeah.
Do you
I
see
like
that?
I like it already. I don't know.
Man, okay. He was on Instagram in tacked out gear in his house.
Oh, fuck.
He's doing like a... lives where he puts his phone out and you just see cops everywhere around his house. He had APCs and everything. He's asserting that they had activated the red flag law on him and they were going to come in his house because he had a 30-round magazine. And so all these militia members and all these like pro 2A cats were like, fuck that. And they showed up. Well, now they went in and arrested him. There were some conflicting reports. They've really been funny about this news story because some have said a cop got killed. Some have said people got killed because cops aren't people. But anyway, it was all over a 30-round magazine, according to this guy, during the live stream. Now they're spinning it. This is a pro-veterans page, if you want to read from it. And he was a veteran, so they're shitting on him, if that tells you anything.
Okay.
But basically, it just comes down to his Instagram handle is whiskey_warrior_556. And he had a SWAT team had come. He was asserting he was red flagged because he was a veteran. And kept mentioning that he had a 30-round magazine. He was in New York, so that's considered high capacity, they said racistly. But
Black rifles matter.
Right. And basically, they came in and they got him. I don't know other circumstances because I can't find any decent news about
it. Yeah, they've been going dark on this one. You don't know.
They were saying that he was intoxicated. I watched all of his shit. He didn't seem fucked up at all. Said he threatened his wife with a shotgun. They were there to investigate a domestic violence, which in itself is a preamble to fucking red flag laws anyway.
I had heard conflicting reports about someone saying that he had PTSD and
who doesn't?
He was talking crazy, Daryl.
Yeah, no shit.
All that stuff, and that's why they showed up at his house like that. Like, I don't know, man.
That's a scary thought to me because, I mean, anybody that's been, you know, in a factory setting of any kind.
Any kind.
Is
loud, is, yeah, giant machinery.
Loud machinery, well, noises, knives. Many things. Yeah.
I think that
homemade just, weapons. Anything like that. You're going to be, you know, prone to a diagnosis of post-traumatic stress. And if that's going to prohibit you from owning a firearm of any kind and people are just going to be able to phone it in and be like, well, he makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Then.
And that's exactly the problem. That's where, like.
Call it what you want on a fancy paper, but you can't take away human right.
Yeah. It's inalienable.
Yeah.
And fucking alienable.
And the thing is, to all those, because we kind of talked about in the past with the whole, I mean, not just a little bit, we've talked a lot about red flag laws, but the notion that we questioned, like, because a lot of people say, oh, well, if this happened, cops wouldn't intervene. They wouldn't take away
that's
our
bullshit.
Guns and stuff like that. Well,
clearly
exhibit
they will.
A, that, like, some will. I'm not saying all, because there has definitely been.
They had enough to get a fucking SWAT team together and other various departments.
True, but
up.
We've already had counties in, like, even our state who have come for, like, I'm pretty sure Sheriff Butler County Sheriff Jones did it.
So did the Preble County Sheriff.
And said, hey, if the state legislature or the federal government tries to enact any kind of red flaw.
Damn it all to hell.
Listen, it's all getting edited. It's
yeah,
that's fine.
I got banned on Instagram. It's strange.
But any even in our county, we've had them say, if they try to initiate anything like this, we're not going to abide by it. We're not going to do confiscation.
Mike Simpson, Preble County Sheriff, said that he would use deputies to meet them at the border and escort them away. Shout out Big Dick Energy.
Yeah, I see that dude sometimes too, man.
That, like, dude's doing
we've only got one Walmart, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to see you.
That guy is squatting. It's putting in the leg day. That's for damn sure.
For sure.
But it's not, you know, you can't go across the board and say everybody is going to do something cool like that. A lot of people, like this one, they're going to just go with it. You know what I mean? They're just going to follow orders. But again, we're also talking about something in New York, which New York's gun laws, compared to Ohio or a lot of other states, are fucked.
Right.
So
fucked all the way.
I mean, they're like, they're fucking getting goo-goo-eyed about a 30-round magazine.
Yeah. When was the last time you heard of somebody killing somebody with just a 30-round magazine?
Yeah.
You know?
No, I mean, they got to reload at some point, right?
Yeah. I mean, he didn't even mention a gun. I mean, they just
I think about the fact that... I think about the time not too long ago where I definitely had an 85-round AK drum.
Yeah. Like, oh, sure.
Ready to go.
I sent pictures out on Snap this week of the 75-round drum hitter that's in my closet.
Yeah.
On my AK pistol. Shout out, Good Pasture.
Here's the thing, is that I'm not much of a rifle guy. I'm definitely a shotgun connoisseur. And there was a shotgun recently. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Mossberg Shockwave. Mm-mm. It's like a 14.5-inch barrel and a bird's head, like CIA fucking grip on it. And nice. I mean, here's the thing, is that I guarantee that I could impose much more collateral damage with 7 rounds of that than a 30-round magazine and an AR.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not trying to give anybody ideas as to, like, what to do. Don't use an AR next time we want to go shoot up a club. You know, use a shotgun. No, that's not what I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying that the agenda is abundantly clear.
And the thing is, like, right. And I'll say this once, I'll say it again. When it comes to mass shootings and stuff like that, how about let's take let's look at all the other things that could be correlating with these individuals that keep doing these things. Let's not look at the fact that they have a gun, because we can't say that that's 100% true every time. We have we've had axe attacks. We've had knife attacks. We've had people use vehicles.
Think about England, too. Okay. Just they take the guns away, so, and now it's a knife attack.
How about instead of looking at the mode of death, how about we look at the common factors that these individuals have over and over again, and you see correlations in these individuals over and over again. You see psych meds. You see single-parent homes.
Yep.
You see bad family life. You see being ostracized. You see all these things, dude. Right? Over and over again. So
they all drink milk, too. It's crazy.
Dude, nuts.
Wait, what?
Nuts.
It's a dairy conspiracy. You can literally ban anything you want.
You want to talk? Have you, on a serious note, have you read? I actually read it recently for the first time. Have you read Brave New World by Aldous Huxley?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You want to talk about, you know, not focus, decentralizing the family unit and things like that, and basically society collapsing upon
itself.
Oh,
that's definitely, we've talked about that before, and we've always talked about how we're going to do our big African American black conspiracy episode. Like, it's going to happen because it's a thing that we need. Like, we just never felt like we needed to really put in the good work for that one, right? But that's where, like, here's the thing, like, you know,
Margaret Sanger, motherfuckers.
Yeah, well, and that's no, like, shit. And that's the thing, like,
God,
they want to just, yeah, they have sang, attempted to systematically, not just the. No, you're good. Not just the African-American family, but they're doing it in all sectors now, trying to destroy the family unit, which we've talked about before. In my belief that, in reality, the only effective form of government is the family unit. Because beyond the family unit effectiveness starts – it's not as effective anymore, government-wise. Like, you can't – you know what I mean? Like, in my – you know, in our family, I'd like to think we're, to an extent, we're a republic. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't call us a dictatorship. There's not one person who gets to make a call, but there is established law.
Is this like Plato's Republic, where you're practicing infanticide and throwing your kid off of a cliff if he acts up or doesn't meet the?
Hey, listen, I'd be lying if I haven't proverbially showed him a knife before. You know?
Yeah, you got to. Otherwise, you have society.
Just FYI, anybody out there, don't call CPS on me when I say show him the knife. It's a phrase that I'm trying to make it into the lexicon of. Basically, like, it's kind of like my version of Red 'em the Riot Act. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
sure, yeah.
The third degree, if you will.
Yeah, the third degree. Yeah. Except I'm not a Mason, so I'm not going to use that.
No.
But
shout out No Mason. You know?
But yeah, show them the knife. If you guys, hey, you know what? TM. But I'm going to go ahead and.
I love it.
I'm going to go ahead and be a good person. You know what I mean? And I'm just going to let everybody use my patented new phrase, show them the knife.
That's
so if
fine.
You wanna,
show them the knife.
So if you want if you're talking to somebody like, yeah, I showed them the knife.
whoa, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, so.
Last news story, and then we can get on to the topic.
Copy.
Cascadia white paper with Terry Rimple. We kind of mentioned it in the last maybe two episodes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Except I'm not a good researcher, you know? So this is the first time I've named him. But if you go over to Marfugel News and check out the short video he did of him with, he actually interviewed Terry Rimple. He's the one that leaked the white paper about Cascadia that has everybody shitting their pants behind the scenes.
Yeah.
In the governmental circles. But he claims that he's found all these, and he details them, all these USGS recordings, all these temperature recordings. There's water. I'm not a scientist.
Yeah.
But everything on the Cascadia subduction zone has shown that he thinks within 2 to 3 weeks from now, it's going down. You can find on various governmental websites within the Cascadia zone, they're like, we know there's going to be a 9.1 earthquake that's going to just absolutely devastate this area. It's going to shift all the United States landmass 4 to 5 inches east,
ooh,
according to these motherfuckers. So,
well, wait, are we talking about like past the San Andreas Fault? Like, is it going to...
They say every port city on the West Coast is done. Ooh. It's big bad. So they also, in this white paper, they talk about it probably going to fuck with Yellowstone.
Ooh.
Which we've already had 193 earthquakes in the last 3 weeks.
And we have definitely talked about the caldera underneath Yellowstone before.
And you know, YouTube only bans things that they don't want people to see. They just demonetize Mary Greeley, that kind grandma that we all love.
Which, that makes no fucking sense. All she does, like, if you look at her shit, she's not conspiracy. You know what I mean? Like, if we got fucking banned, I would get it because we deal in conspiracy a lot, right?
For sure.
But this woman, she's a geologist, right?
Or she's an amateur. She's interested in it. She reports on what the USGS puts out, but she reads it. And she
reads the reports. She shows the graphs. She shows you, and
she might not be like a geologist too. I don't know. But for sure.
I mean, she knows a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Like a lot more than I know, right?
For sure.
So she'll show you graphs of what's going on there, and then she's going to show you like similar seismic activity in another part of the world with similar volcanic activity, and be like
through history too.
Yeah, look at these. Now look at these.
She's been shitting her granny panties over Yellowstone for the last 2 years, but it's like really ramped up here recently, and then that's when they demonetize all of her videos.
Hey, like and subscribe, you know.
Yeah, like and subscribe. And fucking bell. I don't know again. Yeah, whatever.
I think the bell means notification.
I know. I'm just being silly.
Okay. You're just being cheeky over there. A little cheeky. You know, when you invest in PUD, you invest in friends, you know.
If you haven't checked that video out, you're going to have to before you leave tonight.
Please.
Christmas PUD.
PUD?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, spell it.
P-U-D.
They're talking about, so, okay, so I wanted to talk about this too, and I know this goes way off the fucking rails, but we talked about it the other day. So, Christmas PUD, right? Or Christmas pudding. It's a British thing.
Keep this going, 38 seconds, I'll be back.
Hey, do me a favor, grab me one of those cherry lime seltzer beverages.
Thank you for not mentioning the name.
Yeah.
But, not, hashtag not a sponsor.
But it's...
I know what to do when he's gone.
Okay. So, like, I feel like we had this conversation... Me and him had this conversation the other day because I had to explain to him that Christmas pudding isn't actual pudding. It's like a cake. But it's like a thick cake, right? Because the British call thick cake pudding. They call what we call pudding custard.
You know, this is already
okay.
The anger monkeys
and
are clouding.
Our normal cake that we eat, they call that sponge.
This is why nobody likes English.
This is why we broke from
this
them.
Is why everybody hates the English language. Yeah.
This is why we broke away from them.
That's right, you limey bastards. Yeah. Why are you perverting something that is holy and sacred?
Not only that,
it's cake.
The Christmas pudding is deceiving because if you look at the ingredients for it, it is nothing like think about our pudding. It's that sweet, delicious dessert treat that we all love. You know what I mean? You get chocolate, banana.
The Jell-O pudding, rapey pop.
Yeah. And, you know, it's...
Roofy pops.
You know, you think of delicious, delicious. That you remember that snack pack when you were a kid and all that?
Oh,
and
God,
then you look
dude.
At what they're talking about and it's like... Like someone, it looks like someone took like a pan of brownies and like mushed them all together, except one. Okay, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm not hating on that one.
But no, replace all the good things about brownies and then replace it with dried fruit and like nuts and shit.
So do you know the origin, I guess, of the figgy pudding?
That's figgy pudding.
Is that figgy pudding?
That's figgy pudding.
What the figgy is going on here?
Yeah, that's what they're eating because it has figs in it.
Oh, that's a bunch of horse shit.
Yeah, it's like chopped up figs and currants and shit like that, which I actually like currants, but that's besides the point. They're calling it pudding.
I've had this imagery in my head of like figs, which I like figs.
Like a pudding made of figs.
And I like pudding. So figgy pudding to me was this decadent dessert that I've always had in my head, this, you know, my entire life.
Jay, think of a bunch of turds mushed together and then set off like
shit
they're on
sandwich.
That counter right over there. Yeah, that's basically what you're working with. It's not pudding at all.
Mm-mm, no, I think that you have just completely ruined my entire life up until it's been a lie.
Now you're because I thought about making Christmas pudding and then I looked up the recipe and I was like, this is fucking bullshit.
This wedding is bullshit.
Oh God, I better pour this in a fucking cup. Forgot they don't sponsor us.
I was gonna say as you can hear the French. Mm. You can.
Sacra bleu, oui, oui.
Sacra
bleu, oui, oui.
So, when are you going to move on to your topic for the day?
Whenever we're ready.
Well, I was going to say because before you do, I was going to. I'm definitely since we're all dads here. Mm-hmm. I figured that I would drop a dad joke on you guys before we move forward.
Fucking do it.
Been waiting all day for this.
Yeah. Have you? Yeah, I have kind of hyped it up. It's probably going to suck.
You're a hype man.
No. So, did you hear about the guy with a stutter that died in prison?
No.
He never finished his sentence.
Yes.
But on a serious note, speaking about dying in prison, did you hear about the time that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself?
Yeah. There's going to be clapping here. Yeah. On top of the clapping.
God's team.
I always forget about adding the clapping until I get to the point and I'm like, all right, that looks like 10 seconds. And then I like drop it in there. So sometimes it fucking goes longer.
Oh, you know? My God.
Shout out, not a professional.
Oh, no.
You're not using Pro Tools? What the fuck,
so
man?
Good. Seriously, though, fuck that dude.
That's right.
I hope he gets a sunburn that causes him to get skin cancer while he's over there in Israel on the beach fucking children.
There's something we need to look into, too. I saw something on Instagram earlier that it was, but it was like already like 8 o'clock at night. I was like, I can't flip the script right now, but it's some facility that they're talking about now.
Oh, yeah.
That like, it's like, has like 20 stories underground and has multiple entrances, and it's basically like a fucking...
I shared it in our story.
It's like a child molester's fucking whorehouse. Like,
you like Chuck E. Cheese for baby rapers.
Yeah, they like you like go into one and like there's so many entrances. Like they give you like a key card. You go up to your entrance that you've been told, and it like takes you down the elevator to your room.
What the hell?
Yeah, I'll have to look into it more. I saw it. Like I was like, holy
pretty sure
shit.
Sure I put it in the story.
Did you? I've been dropping shit in the story too.
Thank God.
Yeah.
You know. It's a heavy weight.
Yeah.
By the way,
what it is I did earlier, but
you know,
it was something about Republicans.
Yeah. Because fuck them.
Fuck your party.
Yes. Man.
Oh God! Did it live up to the hype?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It definitely did.
Give me a fourth dimensional erection. Yeah. One that I don't even know what to do with because it's another dimension, you know?
That's right.
There's stuff happening over there, though.
Doesn't exist.
There's a mechanical elf sucking it somewhere, you know, though.
For a second there, you were a Scientologist. None of this was real.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We do see eye to eye on one thing, though. Fuck psychiatry. By and large.
Oh, my God. This is completely unrelated, but last thing, I've been binge-watching Cheers.
Man,
Frasier is my favorite character in the world.
That's what you should be binge watching is Cheers, man. What the fuck have I been doing in my life?
Like, this is the deep work.
Jesus, that is the deep work for real. Because, you know, I think of old shows that I've been binge watched in the past couple of years. I'd say X-Files, definitely.
Man.
And then Seinfeld. I watched a lot of Seinfeld because they had it on Hulu for a while.
Are you sponge-worthy? You know?
Oh my God!
But Cheers, that's a deep cut right there,
dude. That is a deep cut. Want to talk about some rapey vibes back in 1986? Listen, that was putting them off.
Okay, then
you're gonna go to bed with me? Come on, bitch. Let's go. You know what I mean? Like,
I got a deep cut for you. If I ever saw anywhere, Coach.
Oh my God!
Home Improvement.
I need to rewatch.
We used to watch the shit out of that show when I was a kid.
They had like 1/18 of every episode was a rapist. It was the neighbor. You only saw his eyes. Where's your kids at?
That's right.
Just out here like a Tim's, you know, in the backyard. God, God damn it!
That's right. The subtle pounding on the fence. That you...
Literally, man, he's dude's getting a 14 like, across the fence.
What do these got here? 2x8s.
I don't remember that hole being there.
That's right.
Right around child height. Man.
Oh, shit.
One more popular culture reference, and then I'll shut the fuck up.
Okay.
But Full House.
Uh-huh.
You know? Isn't that Bob Saget?
That is Bob. Well, Bob Saget was on there, yeah.
And the twins that ended up being, like, drug addict fuckheads.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Yeah. Yes. So I saw a story the other day. I just wanted to make sure I had the show right. But there was a lot of raping going on in that set.
Really?
Underage raping.
Really?
Yes. Look it up.
Is that why the Olsen twins are so fucked up now?
Dude,
maybe?
That would make a lot of sense in the 2020, you know, behind you vision.
I swear to God, if it was Dave Coulier, I'm just gonna go find a cliff.
I'm assuming it was all of them. I follow Bob Saget on TikTok.
Wait, him or John Stamos for that matter, man. God. Come on now.
We could lose Bob Saget, but if it was Dave Coulier, cut it the fuck out.
Bob Saget's my nigga, though.
Well, see, and I'll agree with you on that because do you remember, so back in the day they had, like, they were both on Full House, but they also hosted America's Funniest Home Videos. Bob Saget hosted America's Funniest Home Videos. Dave Coulier, he hosted one too, but it wasn't America's Funniest Home Videos. It was one just like it, though. And he hosted that too, and he would do the voiceover stuff for the videos too.
He was
like,
so much better.
For all you younger kids, this is what we had to do before YouTube.
Before YouTube, back in VHS time.
We had to let the TV tell us what kind of videos
to watch.
I got
two words that might give you guys shudders. It might not. Maybe I'm autistic, but good night, Michelle.
Nope, not a bit. I hate to say it's lost on me. You're going to have to elaborate.
That's just what he said every episode when they went to bed. Yeah. Good night, Michelle.
Oh, shit. That's staring into my eyes a little deeper when you say that.
Okay, yeah. Daddy. With a capital D. A big D.
Oh, shit. Man, what the fuck?
And we're bringing it back.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, anyway, harp.
So glad.
Okay, yeah. So, our
topic. Not to harp on this, but. Yeah.
Our topic tonight. Who suggested harp to us? Somebody did recently.
See, I was hoping you wouldn't ask that because I don't remember the name.
Okay.
PayPal.
Okay.
Oh, shit, my piece is slipping, sir.
Thanks. I was excited about that email we just got.
I hope you actually suggested it under the surname of Vincent Vega.
Oh.
John Travolta's character from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
And if I get rich and famous, it's going to be the name I check into hotels under.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah. Is it? Are you talking about Aces?
Be cool, bitch.
Serious question, though. Do they speak English and what? No. As a teacher, I feel like you might know that.
Well, yeah. The native tongue and what is kind of a derivative of English.
Okay.
It's
what?
It's Black English.
Blanglish.
Blanglish.
Blanglish. No.
Okay, so are you talking about Aces Jewelry and Loan Incorporated?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, they're the ones who suggested harp.
Yes.
To us. And for those of you out there that don't know what harp is, it's the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program.
I'm really glad that this happened too, because when I first saw the suggestion, I was like, I wouldn't mind brushing up on that. And then when I brushed up on it today,
ruined your life.
It's like watching something that you like. I don't know how to say it. It's like I missed a lot back in the day.
Yeah,
because this gave me a full new understanding of the whole. What do they call it? Full spectrum dominance.
Well, it's like reading a book twice. You always find something that you missed the first time.
Yeah, yeah. This is like reading 1984 again with an adult's eye.
I also found out that when I say the word auroral,
for sure.
When I say the word auroral, it sounds like I'm a dog trying to talk.
If you live on a road that doesn't have a name, rural route. I'm sorry, what road do you? I live on rural route too. I always wanted to go to Alaska and see the rural Borealis.
There's somebody riding in a truck with this on the MP3 playing out loud, and their dog's in the back shitting in the seat. Speaking of that, real quick, your dog shitting.
And then they hit Stephen King. Wait, what?
There's a turd.
Fozzie?
On the floor.
No, not Fozzie. Frenzy. Mitzi. What the fuck's that?
I just met him. There's a turd on the floor.
There is a turd on the floor.
There's a cat toy that looks suspiciously like a turd.
Perhaps it's that cat toy then.
Is it smaller? Like
it looked like a perfected turd. I couldn't tell if it was a tiny human or a cat.
I'm counting on it being a cat toy. I really hope it's because my dogs haven't shit in the house in a while, so I think it's a cat. I think it's a cat toy.
Does the cat toy smell like dog shit?
I hope so. For all intents and purposes, at least it wasn't on the carpet. All
right, down to business.
Yeah, after I get done talking about the new mind-numbing fear I had from doing the research this episode, I could have prevented printing 6 pages.
I just got the first part. I didn't do because I started reading through it and I was like, ugh. I was like, I can only do so much of this. You know what I mean?
Right.
But the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, otherwise known as HARP, was supposedly an ionospheric research program funded by the U.S. Air Force, the Navy, and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Also,
community college.
The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, otherwise known as DARPA.
Yeah.
So, why, just to point this out, pull this out real quick.
Mm.
Okay, if this is just like some, and so okay, so it was just supposed to be the study of the ionosphere. That's what it was, right?
Sounds good.
This giant antenna array that could pump out huge amounts of fucking megahertz. Just an antenna.
A billion, array. If you're counting.
Okay, so let me ask, why is the Air Force investing? Why is the Navy investing? And why is the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, okay, investing in that.
Because you got to have clear skies when you drop bombs.
Yeah. Drop bombs like Vietnam, you know.
That's what it boils down to.
I mean, I'm just trying to understand that because it can't, because if you're studying the ionosphere, you're studying some weather to an extent, but you're not really studying weather. You're studying something going on beyond the realm of weather, right?
Yeah.
Something going on in the upper atmosphere.
Yes.
So.
Earth's shield, if you will.
Yeah. So, and we've talked about the ionosphere before because we talked about that time that Nikola Tesla built his tower, shot fucking electricity into the ionosphere, and it came back and blew out the Westinghouse building.
This isn't the last time we're going to talk about Tesla today.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But, so, they've claimed for years and years, it was started in 1992, and it's supposed to be just to study the ionosphere. And now it's officially, it's out of the government's hands.
Mm.
Supposedly,
right?
We don't know this. I haven't been up there.
Well, that was a testing site. They have whatever they have now, probably everywhere, coming from a cell phone tower. That, you know, we don't know what the fuck that is.
Yeah,
it could be anywhere. It could be just a satellite now.
Go ahead and Google if you want pictures of it, and you can see for yourself what this thing looks like. And even from like,
I could be wrong, but I think it's a square mile of nothing but antennas.
Even from a layman's perspective, you got to know there's something fucky going on with this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, and the antennas themselves are over they're like a foot across, like, diameter.
Mm.
Like, they're thick-ass antennas.
Thick!
And they're huge.
That's a thick-ass boy!
Yeah. Like, this array is huge.
Yeah.
And like I said, it could pump, like, fucking shitloads of megahertz.
A billion megahertz.
If you're counting.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's like... Goodbye, GoPro.
Bye-bye.
Are we not live streaming anymore?
The live stream. What's our recording time at?
51.
Oh, yeah. Live stream's still going. GoPro said no.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Well, charged me.
They'll just have to hit that up on just the podcatchers, you know? Yeah,
exactly.
They got their taste. But
that's all you get for free.
Yeah, they got to come back.
But yeah, so that's the official narrative is that it's for...
It's cute.
Ionospheric research.
It's really cute.
It's adorable.
So all this here that I'm throwing away is that bullshit. It's bullshit Wikipedia nonsense. And,
looks like a recipe. Fuck.
And this just reminds me to use DuckDuckGo.
Yeah, not Google.
Yeah, not Google, because if you type in HARP into Google, the first 6 or 7 links are either links about, like, mainstream links, Wikipedia, blah, 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 and sites that are disproving the conspiracy theories around HARP.
Yeah.
So, to find, you actually have to type in HARP conspiracy on Google to start finding anything. But most, the first 3 or 4 are still debunking things like, oh, it's bullshit. Don't listen to any of these conspiracy theorists when it comes to HARP.
Right.
Shit. So, DuckDuckGo, definitely for the win today.
I was always last in DuckDuckGo.
Me too. That's weird, right?
I always had to chase the whoever it was back around the circle.
Same with what was the seat game?
You know.
Same one.
I don't know.
The seat game.
He just looks incredulous right now. Like
they took seats away.
Fucktards.
When you were left out. You had to sit down whenever the music stopped.
Oh, musical chairs.
Musical there it chairs. Is. Yeah.
The seat game. Well, shout out memories.
Now I remember Duck Duck Goose because I think it's just a thing that I've always been a bigger guy even when I was a kid, and they'd always pick the fat kid because they know the fat kid wasn't going to be able to beat their ass back to the
right.
So like, and the only way I was able to catch them was if I was like, I had to lunge to get them.
They don't want those problems.
That's right.
I'm only going to read from the conspiracy theory list on here because it leads to future research for everyone, so
as you should.
They wrote, HARP is a subject of numerous conspiracy theories. Various individuals have speculated about hidden motivations and the capabilities of the project. For example, oh, by the way, there's a video on YouTube that's the top search, or at least it was this morning, of Neil deGrasse Tyson on Star Talk talking about HARP.
Yes, I saw that.
They're like, just imagine, these people, they've never worked for the government. They don't understand how inept they are. he's not wrong. No. The government at every single level, from the one that's... governing your town to the one that's fucking governing the country, they are fucking shitty.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the government that's underneath Iron Mountain or wherever the fuck they are that's really calling the shots. The esotericists, the occultists, the ones that set up HARP to do what it's doing.
Yeah.
Fuck Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Now, but, yeah.
He talks about Rosalie Bertel warned about it in 1996, the deployment of HARP as a military weapon. Michael Chostovsky stated in a book published the Committee on Monetary and Economic Reform that recent scientific evidence suggests that HAARP is fully operational and has capability of triggering floods, hurricanes, droughts, and earthquakes. Over time, HAARP has been blamed for generating such catastrophes as well as thunderstorms in Iran, Pakistan, Haiti, Turkey, Greece, and the Philippines. Even major power outages, the downing of TWA Flight 800, Gulf War Syndrome, and chronic fatigue syndrome.
Even there's a couple other things like, you know, Hugo Chavez, when he was still alive, the president of Venezuela, blamed HAARP for an earthquake that happened.
As he should. Country.
And also the EU has gone on the record wanting oversight on HAARP. They want to be able to have a hand in it to see like what's going on with it.
Yeah.
And the United States kind of, you know, nudged them on the cute.
Get out of here, you fucker.
You're cute. Yeah.
So I looked this up. Do you know about tomography?
Tomography?
Yeah.
Enlighten me.
Tomography is
sounds where, like topography, but I know you didn't.
It's under
that.
It's under the ground.
Oh, okay.
They hire people to go for oil companies in areas that they know that there's fuel of some kind underneath the earth.
So mm-hmm. Those are probably the cocksuckers they use to find areas for fracking, I would assume.
For sure. Fracking for natural gas.
Sons of bitches.
Crude oil.
Oh, Jesus.
All that. So tomography, they use a tool that shoots 30 megahertz into the ground, and they can detect. The guy used a piano as a reference. He's like, if you shoot it down the first layer of the earth, he pulls this cord. He's like, that's natural gas. The next one, crude oil. And he talks about it from there. So that way they know where to set up their sites for drilling and all that shit. That's 30 megahertz.
Using resonance to find materials underground. Seems safe.
I mean, Everything has its own frequency, right?
Right. Because That's how we measure earthquakes.
We're resonant beings, for that matter. Like, moods have been changed. They've proven this with the cell towers, that they can put you in they call it an ELF. It's an electronic low frequency. But they can use the cell phone towers and technology to make a group riot, passive.
Yeah, I said here 6 to 11 hertz can cause a person to feel good or depressed.
Right. You mentioned something one time. It was on the podcast. You were saying something to the effect of you turned your phone on airplane mode at night. I did that one night. It was the best night's sleep.
Oh, it's crazy.
I was totally blown away. Like, even sometimes I'll sit and text or whatever. I'll be waiting for something late at night, you know, listening for a message. Yeah, I know.
No, I get it.
Yeah, and then I'll have it on my chest or something. I'm like, God, my chest hurts.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'll set it on the nightstand and it'll
go. Have you ever looked up the videos on YouTube of radiation detection from a cell phone?
No, it frightens me, and I won't. It's just I'm head in the sand. If I don't acknowledge it, it doesn't exist.
Until shout out leukemia, you know.
Right.
Look that shit up, though. It's crazy as fuck.
I want the Hodgkin's, not the non-Hodgkin's.
Right. Yeah. Bitch ass.
Bitch ass non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
That's
a house reference.
They use all these things.
Because it's always fucking lupus. Sorry. Anyway.
They use these things for those stated purposes. That's what the military does. So that's, you know, goes back to your thing. Why is the military funding this research?
Yeah.
But tomography uses 30 megahertz to detect the different frequencies of these things in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
HAARP uses a billion frequencies. A billion megahertz is a frequency. Shoots it in the ionosphere, which actually stretches it out. And that's how they got the space shield. And that was the first time the space shield was ever used was actually back during the Reagan-Bush era. They talk about Star Wars.
Okay.
The idea was having an electronic fence around the planet to stop ICBMs.
Hmm.
So how many years ago was that?
Working on 40, 30. 30, so 30 plus, yeah.
They shelved it after that, and then it came back under Clinton with a new name. I don't remember the name. But then they just kept changing the name over and over again. And then HAARP was set up publicly in 93.
Well, yeah, that's kind of their MO when it comes to... They just, you know, change the name of something from one generation to another.
The Patriot Act, which just got repassed for 3 months only, which is strange.
I would love if the acronym for the Clinton era was CIGAR.
Yeah. I saw a good one for a church group earlier for Christian Liberation International. It was a church group, and they didn't feel like it. Like, it didn't feel like it. It meant Christian.
Was it for teens? Christian Liberal International teens?
Well, they had to put a cross behind it to let them know, to let them know it was a church organization.
Fire and save matches.
Basically quit.
Oh, you know?
Still looking for that thing, by the way. Oh
my. Anyway. The search continues.
You got to find a boat. That's yeah. That's the only way to try.
So, to take it from 30 megahertz to find things under the ground, imagining that you were to use HARP to bounce it off the fucking ionosphere to shoot it back down at the Earth, I could see where that would create a fucking earthquake.
Yeah, most definitely. If you're using low resonance 30 megahertz just to find things.
Yeah. Look also at the Hurricane Katrina, how it was set to go out away from the United States and then made a fucking L-turn and went and sat.
Also look at the fact that we know from the Tesla research that when you shoot shit into the ionosphere and it bounces back, it tends to become more powerful than it was the first time around.
So here's the thing with that. I told you we weren't done talking about Tesla. This came from Tesla's patents. Mm-hmm. They're using it for the reason that Tesla said, this is why I'm hesitant to put this out there, because people are going to use this in a bad way. His idea was to take a tower, and he measured the amount of time it would take the energy to go straight up, join the ionosphere, and go around like a handball, mm-hmm. and then hit it again. So it kept going around, because it would lose charge as it went around.
Yeah.
And doing that gave us wireless energy, free wireless energy.
Yeah.
So he died. And then
virtually penniless and alone.
Shout out Donald Trump's uncle, who went through for the United States military to find if any of his patents had military application. Mm-hmm. He said they didn't have anything. Come on.
Oh, well, not only that, remember when we did the Tesla episode, we talked about that mysterious machine that he had, the earthquake machine?
Yeah, he said he could split the Earth in half. That was a fucking pocket-sized version of what he knew how to do.
All of this, you guys got me on the Kybalion. I actually I've read through that, and they are fucking with the law of vibration.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's got to be some sort of homeostasis that they're screwing with, with these frequencies and vibrations and things like that. And it's not natural. And
it's not that
they're tampering
fake
with this shit. Yeah.
It's not that mush fake public Satanism. It's that actual Luciferianism where they want to pervert everything of creation for sure for their own purpose.
God, dude.
Only to drive it into the sun.
Yeah. They are perverting the natural order of things. And that's a scary thought.
That's the thing, like, because we've talked about that before when it comes to natural law and the laws, is that they can't create. They can only manipulate and twist.
Right.
They're incapable of being able to come up with anything creative. So they simply take what's already known and they twist it for their own needs and form.
Solomon said that there is nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know? So it's just like, hey, maybe he was hip to Hermes Trismegistus.
Well,
Trismegistus. Trismegistus.
Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah. I mean, considering a lot of those things kind of circle up with Solomon anyways when it comes to...
Right.
Writings and stuff like that. Those two,
I love you guys.
Those two get brought up a lot.
I'm so glad I'm here.
Not together necessarily, but you know, here's the thing. If you go down the route of Hermes Trismegistus and the Kybalion and all that stuff, you're going to read about Solomon and the more than just what we get in the Old Testament,
mm-hmm.
but more other things. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I've flipped through the Lesser Keys of Solomon before and, you know, I don't fuck with it because that's some other shit that I'm not on. But,
man, I don't even fuck with that shit.
Man, because that shit will freak you the fuck out.
It's some real shit.
Yeah, that's some Aleister Crowley shit I'm not about. That's
the fifth and sixth books of Moses right there, man, talking about like, hey, we're going beyond don't eat pork and we're talking about sacrificial shit now.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
but shout out Moloch and that new statue at the Colosseum.
Yeah.
I wrote down here, for everyone, just as something to think about for the rest of the 6-7 days that we're not going to talk to you. But we are, I mean, just the last, I don't know, fucking 10 episodes, I feel like we've hit on enough with 5G, the cell phone towers, the cell phones themselves. We live in a literal electromagnetic prison system.
Mm-hmm.
We're constantly being manipulated. Everything. I just watched a video the other day. No one reads terms and conditions, right? But yet you accept them. You're just like, nah, hit accept because I want the app.
We're going to end up in the human centipad.
For sure.
Please don't shit in my mouth.
Sorry.
So true.
But like all these apps you're using, you're giving them permission. Facebook, Google.
Well,
they use your microphones.
And see, that's the thing. There's no cosmic karmic rebound for them.
No, because
for
we
the
accept
things
it.
They do, because we accepted it and we allowed them to do it. It's the same way they're able to get away with all the other shit they do, because the way that shit works is they tell us exactly what they're going to do to us, but they do it in a way that in a language that we don't understand. But the thing is, the only reason we don't understand that language isn't because they hid it from us. The language was always there in plain sight. But that kind of knowledge is something, it's esoteric. You have to gain it on your own. You can't find it.
Yeah.
Commonly. It's super easy. The Kabbalion's super thin.
Yeah.
It's a quick
read. And it's free. I mean,
you have to search out these symbols and this language that they use to begin to understand that they tell us everything that they're going to do to us, because not only do they garner their power from it, they receive no cosmic rebound from it because they told us what they were going to do.
Right.
If I told you right now, I'm going to punch you in the face. And you just let me punch you in the face, there is no karmic rebound from me because you do nothing to stop it.
Instead of you just coming up and stole on him, you know, hit me from the back.
Then there's some cosmic rebound for that shit.
Right. That's the difference.
Right.
Yeah.
But just think about that and I'm glad we talked about that cell phone thing, because I would have missed that entirely otherwise. But go to YouTube and look up where they use I forget what they're called, but it detects the amount of radiation. Like, how much radiation comes from a cell phone, and it shows you the difference. Like, there's still a minute amount coming from it when it's in airplane mode.
Right.
But when it's on, it's fucking crazy.
Well, because it's something shooting at it all the time. It's seeking it out, whether it's your Wi-Fi router.
It talks millions of times a minute to various things. Every app you have, they watch your face. This led me to some crazy shit in China. Facebook, as you're scrolling through the feed, you gave them permission to use your forward-facing camera to watch your face, to judge your facial responses. Yep. And not just like big ones, but minute ones. So in China, the king of fucking intellectual espionage, they cloned Facebook. They put it with their social credit system, which is public, and they started putting these fucking cameras up on the street. And it had a sign that said, download this app or something. That way they knew who you were. And if you went through this area, like on a commute for business or whatever, and you just looked at the camera and gave it whatever emotion it told you to give it that day, they would pay your fucking light bill that month. Right? And this was to plug into their AI system for facial recognition. They said that they were going to plan to do it for a month, but the AI system had figured out all of human facial mapping within 72 hours.
What's that weird fetish that's going around, like the anime girls or whatever, when they they look like they've gone derpy derp all of a sudden. If I do that, will they pay my rent?
Higo?
a higo.
Yeah.
It's called a higo.
Yeah. Higo where?
We should have people on Patreon. I'll sell bathwater and do a higo faces. Because I'm not fucking going back to the factory if I don't have to.
Oh, good God, dude. Oh, if I could hit the lottery and just bankroll this entire operation.
We're going to need you here.
Yeah.
I hope that everybody listens to this shit. I know we wreck a lot, but think about these things. This is going on for your kids. Yeah, like, I had to move my daughter's crib because it's right on the side of the wall that has a one of those smart meters. And that shit's fucking bananas, too. Look all this shit up.
Yeah.
Because you're literally getting bathed. You're bathing your babies in this radiation.
I feel very fortunate that I'm not really in an urbanized area or, you know, centrally located. I'm in the middle of nowhere.
As soon as, like, a major city gets bombed, you just hear Fortunate Son coming from the Bland.
That's right. The Blagojevich compound is blaring.
So my future or further recommended research, look up, you can find his book, Nick Begich Jr., Begich. He's a son of a U.S. representative, brother of a former senator, Mark Begich, and the author of the book Angels Don't Play This Harp, HAARP. He also has a free documentary on YouTube you can watch.
Witty.
And check out the Higher Side Chats episode with Alana Freeman.
Yeah.
Freeland. If you'd like to learn Freeland.
Because harp is crazy. I mean, and there's people with a lot who know a lot more than we do. We're just trying to point you in the right direction on that one, because
that's what we do.
They're giving you the milk. Go out and get the meat, people.
Give you those seeds to put in your fucking field. Water that shit.
Plant that shit. It's going to grow into a plant, and then you fuck that plant.
Yeah, mom will fucking shit out that motherfucker. And shit.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. I think that about wraps it up for us, doesn't it? We're sitting at an hour 10.
I was going to say, hey, fellas, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Thank you for coming out.
Yeah, exactly. An hour and 30-minute header. Yeah, I was going to say, we definitely.
Cheese and rice. Yeah, I crossed two time zones and 40, dude. Okay, no, legit. This is a real thing. I drove so fucking far that the preset on my radio changed to another station and came in clearly.
Shit the bed.
Yeah, no shit.
Shit in the bed.
Yeah, no doubt.
Wait till you can't not shit anymore, and then go get in the bed under the sheets and get comfortable. Shit yourself.
I went from classic rock to Hank FM.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, huh.
Now you're speaking my language.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll be definitely. It was. I had a great time. You know, what I mean, the whole episode seemed like it just blew past. Like I just looked at it a couple of minutes ago. I was like, holy shit, we're over an hour already. Like, fuck.
Yeah. Man. Normally he's annoyed by me. He's like, get the fuck out of here. I'd rather go masturbate. I'm gay.
I'm a good neutrality. I'm a good mediator between. Yeah.
Good recipe.
Yeah, we loved having you on. But we'd like to thank you guys out there, though, especially Patreon contributors. If you haven't yet, you should check out our Patreon.
Patreon.com/Bones and Tubs.
Yeah, start with just $1 a month.
Yeah, you know? Or more.
You want to email us?
BonesandTubs@gmail.
We actually like the emails.
Shout out Hong Kong. God damn, it's fucking 11 o'clock.
Actually, but I looked at the clock, and in Hong Kong, it's like only noontime. So.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, they're having a rough time out there.
I get it, man, but yeah. Jesus.
You know what? They're just throwing out noon cocktails. Yeah. I mean, they just have to be of the Molotov variety.
And I say, preach.
But, we'd like to, if you want to hit us in those DMs, you know, you could always hit us up on Instagram.
I'm most active on Instagram.com/Bones and Tubs.
Yeah. I stalk on there.
Yeah. If you send us a message, he's going to breathe over it.
Yeah.
We're on Twitter @BonesTubs.
And we're still on Facebook.
Are you trying to break up with them?
Pause for silence.
We don't like Facebook that much. Yeah.
Pause for effect.
We're also on YouTube for a little while until December 10th when they fucking start getting rid of everybody.
Yeah, it'd be a great birthday gift for me when they fucking take down our YouTube page.
I'm just surprised it took this long. I'm not gonna shout out the episode that should have got us pulled, but
I can think of.
I'll do it when the there's
definitely
are off.
There is definitely one that
that's the one I'm thinking of.
Did we have the doctor on for that one?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh god, exactly the doctor.
The doctor,
dude, Dr. Love. I love that guy.
I want you.
It would have been much more ironic if you got pulled on December 7th.
Oh no shit. I remember waiting at his house drinking fucking 40 ounces of Milwaukee's Beast ice. Waiting, I'm like, where the fuck's the doctor at? What's he doing? He was getting that wet work.
Yeah, he was. Yard wreck.
Well, fuck YouTube.
Yeah.
Go over there and join it anyway. Hit the bell, I guess. Ooh. And we'll be there as long as we fly under their radar. But for now, go to LBRY on Google. Download that app. We're on there. It's a cryptocurrency. It's on the blockchain. All the episodes are. They'll never get deleted ever. And support free media because they don't censor.
Yeah.
We're also on BitChute, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to figure out BitTube, but they want money. They can suck my ass. That's gross. I'll give you all, you know, we gave YouTube 54,000 minutes of attention, didn't get a red cent.
Yeah. You know, and so, you know, a couple days is Thanksgiving.
Communist bastards.
Yeah.
So we hope you all enjoy your Thanksgiving this week.
That's when we overthrew the turkey monster.
Hey, you know, yeah. I like that.
That was fun.
Hey, you know,
Church of the Flying Turkey.
You know what? You would also good. Thanksgiving is a good time to reaching out to your family and trying to bridge the gap between political ideologies.
Finding out what political party they belong to and shitting on it.
That and finding the relatives that if you're you're listening to this and you find a relative who's like minded and they haven't heard about Bones and Tubs.
Oh yeah, tell your friends, tell your family.
Yeah,
as you're sitting around praying over your Thanksgiving.
You know
meal.
What? Like if you're hosting your family, you should just put us on and be like, "Hey, I'm playing this. Fuck all of you."
Yeah, I don't care if the kids hear this because it's just words.
Gobble gobble, bitch.
Yeah,
it's fucking turkey time. You know,
gobble up this truth stuffing. Come on.
But yeah, so we hope you all have a good Thanksgiving. We hope you enjoyed the episode. We hope to see you next time. And between now and then, you guys stay safe.
Can I say it? Can I say it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They love you.
We really do.
I ain't here to talk shop. I'm here to talk cops. Who crooked and corrupt? Who need to be stopped? Who aren't afraid to aim? Squeeze and release round after round until they put them in sheets. I said, any and everywhere, they're hitting it well aware.
or what they're doing, and no, they don't care. Everything's illegal and nobody's free. We're all tapped to track, yeah, you and me, hardwired to tune. They watch in the back room with their cameras on Zoom, laughing at me and you. Yeah, go ahead and think it ain't a police state for real, cause the cops got tanks. I got hounds to call out around to the use, but that ain't a problem until the used on you. I said one false move, you'll be up on the news in the morning and evening. Footage of your family weeping, man down. Yeah, they do what they want and they rule by force, and they're out on the hunt, man down. They put another in the ground. I got tanks and troops headed in your town, man down. It ain't a game, it's a shame. It's why I don't play, cause they run the game, man down. Yeah, they do what they want and they rule by force, and they're out on the hunt. They say that's the way it is, but it's sick cause the kids deserve more than to live in the world like this. I'm pissed, I'm phased and in a rage, and hot from the flash and the bang grenades. I'm burning alive cause I'm burning inside. I'm a man on fire cause another man died. I'm appalled, let's just list them all. I'm sure I'll miss a few and a few will applaud. They punch kids, shot kids, tase pregnant ladies, taking babies to land and put cuffs on the hands of veterans. It choked a peacemaker, he broke up a fight and then died a little later. They shot men in the back who went under attack and were caught on film, and they lied about the facts. They protect each other, they're owning the throne, so don't be shocked at all when they're breaking your home.
Go, 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 go.
Man down, yeah, they do what they want and they rule by force, and they're out on the hunt, man down. They put another in the ground. I got tanks and troops headed to your town, man down. It ain't a game, it's a shame. That's why I don't play, cause they run the game, man down. Yeah, they do what they want and they rule by force, and they're out on the hunt. It'll get real in a matter of minutes, gone without a sentence, no trial, no witness, man down. It ain't new, get a clue and just think next time, it could have been you, man down. It ain't new, get a clue and just think next time, it could have been you, man down. It ain't new, get a clue and just think next time, it could have been you. It'll get real in a matter of minutes, gone without a sentence, no trial, no witness, man down. It ain't new, get a clue and just think next time, it could have been you, man down. It ain't new, get a clue and just think next time, it could have been you, man down. It ain't new, get a clue and just think next time, it could have been you. All they need is a reason, it don't matter, it's open season. All they need is a reason, it don't matter, it's open season.